talks are still taking place on government formation, with the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael deputy leaders due to meet this evening. Earlier, the Social Democrats parliamentary party met at Leinster House. Deputy leader Cian O'Callaghan said his party are still interested in being in government.
I want to say that the Social Democrats, we want to go into government. It's very clear from our campaign that 5 more years of the same would really be very negative for this country. We met last week with the Labour Party and Sinn Féin. Tomorrow we'll be meeting with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And we're in those meetings, we're looking to see what can be done to get our deal breakers implemented and as part of the next programme for government.
Cian O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats speaking this morning. Our political reporter Sandra Hurley joins us now. Sandra, will you bring us up to date? Who's been talking to who?
Yes, well, the main focus today really is on that meeting between the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael deputy leaders this evening. So Jack Chambers and Helen McEntee will meet, and they really will set out the parameters, the structure for the talks between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over the next couple of weeks. So they're really going to set out the policy areas and the order in which they're going to address all of those. And then tomorrow, we don't think the negotiating teams are going to meet tonight. It will be tomorrow when they'll have that first proper meeting, the face-to-face meeting between the negotiating teams. But it does look now like it is a bit tight to get the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael agreement before Christmas, because you've only got around 1.5 weeks before the end of the sort of working time before Christmas. Then separately, there's other meetings going on today. The Labour leader, Ivana Bach, is meeting the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael leaders in two separate meetings. That's happening around now, but that's really being characterised as a sort of preliminary chat, because Labour, as we know, hasn't made a decision to open up any sort of formal talks. They would have to meet as a parliamentary party to decide that, and there is really wide disagreement within the party on all of that. And then other meetings today, the Fine Gael leader Simon Harris is meeting various independents in individual meetings. That includes people like Noel Grealish and Marion Harkin.
There's also this expected meeting between the deputy leaders of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Yes, as I was mentioning there, that meeting happening this evening, and that really is the main centre, I think, for setting out the proper structure for how all these talks will proceed. And that really will, initially, we would expect to deal with policy being the main focus before they get down to the nitty gritty on positions, on the split within government. But we do think now at this stage that following that statement last night mentioning mutual respect between the parties, we do expect that the rotating Taoiseach will probably be done on an equal basis between the parties, but there may still be a push from Fianna Fáil for a greater share of the senior positions.
Talk to us about those policy differences, because while the two parties obviously agree on a lot, and that was clear from their manifestos, there are some points of difference between them too.
Yes, well, certainly elements flared up during the election campaign. An obvious one is the VAT rate for the hospitality industry. Fine Gael made a play that it would agree with putting down the VAT rate to around 11%. Fianna Fáil very clear that they did not agree on that. And then there is also disagreement about some of the structure of the government departments. Fianna Fáil want this Department of Domestic Affairs to be created within the Department of Justice, covered by the same minister, but that Department of Domestic Affairs would deal with asylum and security matters, whereas Fine Gael for several months now has been pushing this idea of a full cabinet minister dedicated to infrastructure. And it seems unlikely that you'll get both of those. And also, of course, if you create one new government department, you can only have 15 senior cabinet ministers. So you would have to demote something else. So that in itself creates a difficulty. And we know, of course, that it takes quite a lot of time to set up government departments. That said, I've been speaking to people today who feel that overall everything is surmountable and they will be able to reach agreement, because, of course, they were able to reach agreement within government over the past 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Just going back for a moment to the Social Democrats, one of the party's new TDs was asked at that news conference about shares he owned in a technology company. Will you tell us about that?
Yes, well, this relates to Owen Hayes, who was newly elected in Dublin Bay South. So he worked for a software company called Palantir between 2015 and 2017. That company was co-founded by the billionaire Peter Thiel, and it supplied artificial intelligence tools for the Israeli military. Now, questions have been raised about how he would have had shares within this company. He was given shares as part of his overall salary package. He sold the shares earlier this year. But the questions really are about a conflict with the Social Democrats, and the party has taken a very strong position supporting Gaza. So he was at Leinster House today with the other contingent of the Social Democrats, and he was questioned repeatedly by the media around all of this. Now, he said that he fully supported his party's position on Israel and in supporting Gaza. But he said that while he divested the shares earlier this year, he did not say exactly when that was. He was, of course, elected as a councillor in June. So there was question marks about exactly when the shares were sold. And he also didn't reveal how much he made off that share sale. And it has been suggested that the shares went up in value after the October 7th attacks last year and the attack by Israel into Gaza. So many people believe that questions remain around all of this.
Sandra, thank you very much. Sandra Hurley there of our political staff.